Today's episode is brought to you by BarkBox. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy, and they work with local and independent businesses to achieve this. For humans, BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. For dogs, BarkBox is like a joy of a million belly scratches. So make sure you get to visit getbarkbox.com/PokemonGoFM to get 1 free month with a 6 or 12 month subscription.
What's so funny? I suck? What did I do?
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I suck. What's up, guys? This is another episode of Pokemon Go FM. I am your host, Bagel Noob.
And I am Naya in court.
Can you stop? Like, what are you doing? You're
okay. All right. Sorry, guys. What's up, you all?
What's up, guys? This is Pokemon Go FM, and we are recording actual footage today, sort of. You know, this is a trial run, mostly just for our eyes only type mm-hmm. of deal. But yeah. You know, we're gonna maybe one day we'll let some of these bloopers out for y'all to just be like, you know, what the fuck are y'all doing? You know,
maybe.
Type of deal. Maybe probably not, but you know, who knows?
Probably never.
So, real quick, you know, last week I talked to you guys about how I did not care too much about, like, going out and, like, spamming, like, getting a whole bunch of Raikus and stuff, you know? But I went out and got one Raikou, and it was, like, a 96% IV, and now I'm done. No need for any other Raikus. And, you know...
Who needs them?
Yeah, you know? And that's the coolest thing I've done. I really haven't really just had, you know... I've been playing, but... You know, we're gonna talk about some things that have been happening in the community this week. Things that have been happening with the game. Actually, some stuff that I'm actually a little bit upset about, because you know, when Niantic tells me, "Hey, we're gonna do this," I expect that to actually happen. Mm-hmm. And we had some stuff going on this week that we're gonna get to a little bit later down the line. But so yeah, let's go ahead and get the show started.
Drink green tea.
You know what, when I asked you for some green tea, you didn't want to give me any, so
that's sugary one. You should have organic. Anywho, so we are going to talk about and kickstart this show off with gameplay safety.
Gameplay safety is very, very important.
You know, I know it's a subject that we have touched on throughout the lifespan of this game so far, yeah. But I say we come back to it because we have had some new news brought to our attention that rapists are around the corner everywhere you go.
Right, so yeah.
Apparently, a young man who was arrested on attempt of kidnapping charges in Oregon claims he was playing Pokemon Go at the time. His name was Robert Friesen? 27-year-old dude was brought to court after being accused of said kidnapping charges.
Right.
Now, we have the technology to pretty much dive in and find out anything, believe it or not.
Right.
And they did run background check on his Pokemon Go play history mm-hmm. and noticed that he had been playing the game on June 6th, capturing Pokemon, and June 8th,
right.
capturing Pokemon. But
not
the
on the 7th.
The date of the attack, he actually had not been playing at all right. during the time frame where he would have kidnapped said girl.
Right.
I think that's really just another reminder on how careful you should be and how this could affect the game in a sense if right. we continue to have things like this, because we're not practicing right. proper precautions when we're out and getting caught up in the moment of
right.
catching awesome Pokemon and raiding.
Right. So that's just, you know, that's just, that goes out to everybody, like everybody who's under the sound of our voices right now. Like, I want you guys to, you know, just remember, even if you're not playing Pokemon Go, just try it. And if you're out alone, if you can avoid being out, like on foot, you know what I mean? Like after dark alone, just try to avoid that if at all possible, because I mean, it's sad to say that you can't, that we even have to take these precautions.
Right.
But I mean, it's just the world that we live in now, you Very know? True. So, you know, make sure you guys are making sure you just stay safe as possible, because I would hate for, you know, another incident, because there have been incidents where like people that were playing Pokemon Go have been injured, or you know, been mugged or shot in
or
the
killed
shot in the face, yeah,
running into traffic,
playing Pokemon Go. So you guys be careful what you're doing. Yeah, so
but the 16-year-old girl is safe, if anyone is wondering.
Right, she is safe. The guy tried to get her at knife point. Like, what a creep, dude. Like, tried to use our game. Like, you're not a part of the community, buddy. Whoever you are,
actually, I hope you go to jail for a very long time. Can someone please run me his username?
Run me that username so we can hack his account and delete all his posts. He's probably a spoofer anyway.
Like, yeah, most likely. Probably most is. Definitely a spoofer.
Creep like that.
Probably already has all three dogs.
Right, right. Freaking creep. Oh my, what a segue. So.
Oh my God. I just was telling him, don't be saying that this whole fucking episode again.
Yo, man, like, she is like segue goddess. She is.
I guess so.
Like, she be segueing like. All right, so
I am the segue.
Yeah, you are the segue, right? So, this week is the last week for Raikou to be the dog of the month, right? And after, we don't know exactly what dog we're gonna get next, but you know, there's literally a 50% chance that we can guess which one, because right. There are only two dogs left. Suicune.
Honestly, I think it's gonna be Entei.
You think it's gonna be Entei?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just got a feeling. Yeah, it's a good feeling. I feel like Entei is gonna be the next one.
Okay. So Entei is gonna be the next dog. Yan thinks it's gonna be Entei. I also think that. Entei is gonna. Yeah, I think that it's gonna be the next dog too. But you know, we just have to wait and see what we got going on. I think that it'll be a good. It's gonna be great when we finally do get them. But they're gonna come out on Raikou ends on September 30th, so the next dog will be coming out on the 31st. Now, I feel like this is a perfect time. I was gonna wait to like the pro tip section of the show, but I'm gonna give you guys a quick little pro tip to help you guys kind of be ready to prepare for Entei or Suicune, just in case we're wrong, and in terms of how to battle these two legendary beasts. Now, the meta of Pokemon Go, as far as raid battle, in my opinion, Pokemon Go has two separate metas, all right? Because as of right now, you have gym defenders and you have raid attackers, right? So, gym defenders are the best Pokemon that you can expect to defend a Pokemon. So, they have a whole entire separate meta than the raid attacking meta. Now, the Pokemon who will be at the top of the meta really, really strictly depends on what legendary Pokemon are available at the time, right? So, if Entei is indeed the next Pokemon that we get, next legendary that we get, I want to give you guys a quick little rundown of the best Pokemon that you will be that you will need to have, the best Pokemon that you will need to be using to try and get those battles going, right? So the first Pokemon that you want to try to use is Omastar. All right, so Omastar is a rock type and a water type. Perfect Pokemon to use against Entei, because both of those types will give you stab bonuses to fight against Entei, right? So rock throw is a good quick move for almost start to have, and hydro pump is the perfect charge move to have for almost start to counter an Entei. And to my knowledge, Entei does not have any moves in its move pool that will be able to properly counter an almost start anyway, if you know, from being attacked. So next on the list is Vaporeon. We all know how tanky Vaporeon is and how strong and, you know, how
good of a consistently good Pokemon.
Consistently good has been, it's Vaporeon has been at the top of the meta since day one, and it's probably the only Pokemon that has been consistently at the top and stayed there in you know, some one of the best Pokemon that you can use since the game's, you know, beginning. Birth, right?
Yeah.
Next on the list. Oh, well, for Vaporeon, you want Water Gun, Hydro Pump. That's probably all you can really have. Water Gun is the only quick move you can have with Vaporeon. And then, of course, you want Hydro Pump. You don't want Aqua Tail. You don't want...
You definitely don't want fucking Aqua Tail.
You definitely don't want Aqua Tail. You want Hydro Pump.
Garbage.
Right? So, next on the list, you got Golem. All right? Golem is an Earth and Rock type. We all know about Golem. We've used him in the past for... certain raids. I forget what raid we were using Golem on. Was it... So a lot of people use Golems for Zapdos. Yeah, because Rock Throw, Stone Edge, they're both good. They were both really good against Zapdos. But me personally, since Golem is both ground and rock, Earthquake would not be a bad
option.
Yeah, it would not be a bad option to have for a charge move for Golem against Entei, just because, you know, you still getting good stab attacks when you're using that. Now,
right.
Just so if you have a Golem and it has Earthquake, and you know, you might, oh man, I got a charge TM and I want to try to get my Pokemon, my teams and stuff ready for, you know, the upcoming raids, maybe you only have one or two charge, go ahead and just hold on, keep that Earthquake, and just, you know, use that charge TM on maybe a Vaporeon that only has, you know, that has Water Pulse or Aqua Tail or something like that. All right, now for Tyranitar, that's the next Pokemon on the list. You want to have Bite and you want to have Stone Edge. All right. Needless to say, Stone Edge is stab and so is Bite. Even though Bite isn't super effective against Entei, you still want that extra damage. Alright, Gyarados. Gyarados can literally have whatever quick move you want it to have, as long as it has Hydro Pump to back it up as in the charge move slot. Last Pokemon on the list, Kingdra. Now, Kingdra is a sleeper, and I'm going to tell you why. Kingdra is double resistant to Entei's fire type attacks because Kingdra is both dragon and water. So fire type moves really aren't good. If you have a good Kingdra with nice IVs, fire type moves are not going to do a whole lot of damage to a Kingdra. So if I had a team full of Kingdras with Water Gun and Hydro Pump, I would probably take it. I would probably take six Kingdras in there to fight an Entei, just because that's how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those are the six Pokemon that I would suggest that are going to be at the top of the meta as far as attacking Entei raids when Entei drops. Now, for Suicune, if we get Suicune in the pool, we got you got a lot of options, and some of the options are gonna be really like unconventional. Like I'm probably gonna do some things and show you guys, like, where I'm gonna use some really unconventional Pokemon to fight Suicune that won't be at the top of the meta, but will still be extremely effective, just because Suicune has so many counters in the game. Just because Suicune is a water type Pokemon, that's it. So electric type, grass type, electric types and grass types, they're going to be your bread and butter for fighting Suicune. Now, I know we don't have a whole lot of electric type Pokemon, but
ones that we do have are massive.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty good. We got Raikou, we got Zapdos. That's two legendaries, and that's literally all that they're used for is fighting other raids. So If you have 6 Raikou, take them. Yeah. If you have 3 Raikou and 3 Zapdos, take them every single time. There's no contest, no questions asked. Take those into the raids if that's what you have. Now, if you want to play around like me, because I'm going to play around a lot with Suicune. I'm probably going to bring some Sunfloras. I'm probably going to bring some Blossoms, because these Pokemon are resistant to Suicune's move pools, but also will do super effective damage. Because just about every Blossom that I have either has Petal Blizzard or Solar Beam, and every Sunflora has all of my Sunfloras have Solar Beam. So mm-hmm. I'm going to take me a team of those in there, and we're going to see how they rock it out. Now, for some of the Pokemon that are going to be at the top of the meta, like I said, Raikou, Zapdos, those are two that you want to have. Move sets for Raikou, you want to have Thundershock, and either Wild Charge and Thunderbolt for your charge move. Either one of those will do, just because in Pokemon Go we don't have special attack and attack stats. We just got two attacks, right? So Wild Charge or Thunderbolt will do wonders. Now, Zapdos, you got Charge Beam for the quick move and Thunderbolt for the charge move, for obvious reasons. Now, next Pokemon on the list, we got Exeggutor, Confusion, Solar Beam. If you have an Exeggutor and it does not have Solar Beam and it has Seed Bomb, you don't want to take it in there, just because Exeggutor attacks way too slow. You don't want to bring an Exeggutor in that can't dish out damage, like massive damage. Like, if you bring in an Exeggutor against a Suicune, you literally want to, ideally, you would want to hit Solar Beam twice on a Suicune with one Exeggutor. So I actually won't ever have an Exeggutor on my Suicune squad, just because it attacks way too slow. Venusaur is also on this list. Razor Leaf, Solar Beam. Those are the two best moves. If you have a whole bunch of charge TMs and you got a Venusaur with a poison type charge move, go ahead and see if you can switch that out, and you'll most likely get Solar Beam. If you get Petal Blizzard, but you know, we're going for Solar Beam, all right? Mm-hmm. Jolteon. We all love Jolteon.
We all have used the shit out of Jolteon.
We have used a lot of Jolteon.
But
Jolteon has no defense and no HP. So it's gonna get hit really, really hard in a Suicune raid. But if that's all you have,
use it.
You gotta use that. All right. Now, I know a lot of you guys have been out there and you've been catching Raikou and you've been catching Zapdos. Take those in there. Use that. You know what I mean? Use that, and they might be able to help you out some. Now, Vileplume is also another Pokemon that will be good, because it's resistant to the move sets of Suicune. But it also has super effective damage. Razor Leaf, Solar Beam, Stab, times double effectiveness. You got 3.5 times damage every time you attack. You can't beat that. Along with the resistance, that's pretty good. And the thing that I like Vileplume a little bit better than Exeggutor, just because even though Vileplume will likely have a lower CP than an Exeggutor will have, Vileplume attacks a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. So we want to go with Vileplume in a situation like that over Exeggutor, in my opinion. So those are just some of the Pokemon that you guys would that I think you guys should try out against Suicune. Dragonite is also a pretty good Pokemon because it's resistant to water type moves, extremely resistant, you know. Well, not extremely, but you know, just regular resistant. But this is Dragonite we're talking about here. It can hold its own and you know, still dish out some pretty good damage. So that's those are the Pokemon that I want you guys to kind of remember there, and to, you know, kind of prepare yourselves. I just wanted to give you guys that list to kind of just prepare you, because next week one of these dogs is coming, and I want everybody to be prepared. I want you guys to let me know, send us some screenshots of, like, you know, what teams you guys are taking in there, because, you know, I want to see what you guys are using, what's going on, you know. I want to see what you guys got going on. So what we got next on the list for today, Yan?
Okay, so next on the list, apparently we have been having some server issues as per usual. Mm-hmm. So Niantic has decided to extend the Equinox event until October 3rd, I want to say.
Yeah, I think they extended it to October 3rd. I think, when was it going to originally end? Was it the 1st or the 2nd? I can't remember.
It's just an extra day, so it has to be the 2nd.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's giving players an additional time to take part in the event if you have been having issues and whatnot, because Double Stardust is obviously a big deal to everyone.
Right, for sure.
That's one of the most enticing things you can give us in the game.
Right, because we really don't have enough of that.
No, not at all. Yeah. But there have been some issues with it because not everyone is getting their triple amount.
You be trying to say
no, I did that one on purpose. I did that one on purpose. But anyway, it's been very glitchy. Server issues, crashes, things like that, and people aren't getting the things that they've been promised.
Right.
Noob's, of course, going to tell you a little bit about how he introduced some new Pokemon to his Pokedex and unfortunately was not giving the amount of XP he was promised.
And I was sweating so hard to get that XP. Like,
the Porygon, not so much. Kind of slipped up on him, but perhaps the Mareep, you were sweating hard for.
Yeah, sweating. So, good segue, Yana. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay.
So, pretty much, you know, we talked about it last week, but right before the Equinox event started, or right after it started, I can't remember, but...
Which, I love that word.
Equinox. Yeah, it's cool, right? So, I wish we get some Equinox weather, man. It's so hot.
Right? It's ridiculous outside.
It's an oven out there. But what happened was, we were supposed to get, during the Equinox event, if you were to add, if you added a new Pokemon to your Pokedex, you were supposed to get 3 times the normal XP.
Triple.
That you were supposed to get normally. And they screwed me so bad, because I've had a Mareep as my buddy for a while. If you guys have been paying attention to like a lot of my screenshots that I post on Twitter and stuff, Mareep has been my buddy for quite some time. So I've been stacking up Mareep candy in hopes to, you know, get my first Ampharos. Now I have a Flaffy, and Flaffy is my buddy. I love Flaffy. But I wanted to wait till, you know, I wanted to say, okay, we're gonna get an event where, you know, we got double XP or something like that, and then I'm gonna pop a lucky egg and then register a new Pokemon to my Pokedex so that I can get twice that new registry XP. But I end up
total down.
They didn't give it to me, and I don't understand. And you know what's
crazy? Was that the only time that happened?
That was the only time it happened. So what I did, you know, I popped a lucky egg. So during the 30 minutes, I'm going, I'm evolving. I hit like 30 Pidgeys or something like that. And then I, you know, about 30 other Pokemon, including my new Porygon 2 and my new Ampharos. And I'm like, man, you know, I get done. And I look at my total XP, and I'm like, this isn't adding up. I only got like 69K, and that's nothing. Like, that is nothing. I'm sure you guys have seen like some of my screenshots when I show like, okay, this is how much XP I got from this lucky egg or this lucky egg. And this time I literally got, they didn't even register.
I need to go get this. Snubble.
Okay, yeah, it's a Snubble. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a new, it was like they didn't give me anything, like, for real. And so Yan actually has a Snubble on her tracker right now. We're gonna go get that after we record, and I wanna see if this will be her first one. Yeah, I wanna see if she's gonna get that triple XP. So with the lucky egg on, I was supposed to get sextuple the amount of XP that I normally would have gotten, and I did not get that. And I don't understand why Niantic, you know, didn't do that. And this is one of those things where I know for a fact that they're not going to come back and try to fix that for me.
They won't address it at all.
Yeah, they're not going to fix it. They're not going to come back and give me that XP. And I've literally been waiting for so long. I really would like want somebody to go back into the media on our Twitter and find out when was the first time I put up a screenshot where Mareep was my buddy. That's how long I've been waiting on this. I literally have been waiting and sweating for so long. And on top of that, on top of the Ampharos that I got, that I registered a Porygon too, because last week I told you, Yan and I had, we were riding around hatching eggs, and I hatched 2 back-to-back Porygons, and I got enough candy for my first Porygon too. I was so excited, and then boom, this happened, and it just shot me down, man.
Yeah, it's definitely
like
one of those shattering type things.
It really shattered like my hopes and my dreams, and like, oh, I'm really sad about it.
I'm so sad about it. It's okay. We'll figure it out. We'll harass him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, next on the list, we got an issue that really should be, that needs to be addressed with the eggs during, for the Equinox event. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Larvitar, Mareep, and Greenfart, Chansey. Okay, Larvitar, Mareep, and Chansey
mm-hmm.
were supposed to.
Supposed to be a surplus of them.
Right, in 2 kilometer. Hatchers. Right, for 2 kilometer eggs. They put them into the 2 kilometer egg move pool, and we were supposed to get a surplus of them, as Yan said, from these eggs. Now, the issue here is not that the rates for those 3 Pokemon didn't increase. The issue is that we don't know whether or not they increased because we can't get 2 kilometer eggs. That's an issue. So you can't say, okay guys, here you go, here are 2 kilometer eggs, you can have them. They're gonna have so many of these Pokemon that are hard for people to get, and not give us the eggs so that we can hatch them, so mm-hmm. we can fact check you and see if you actually gave that to us. And that's an issue. And it's funny, you know, because it was brought to my attention by a friend of mine in a Pokemon group meet that I'm in. She said, hey guys, are you guys having an issue with 2 kilometer eggs hatching? Not 2 kilometer eggs hatching, but receiving 2 kilometer eggs. And at the time, you know, I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't have any problem with them. I got plenty of 2 kilometer eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went back to check, I had 6 5 kilometer eggs, 2 10 kilometers, and 1 2 kilometer egg. Now, all of those, 8 of those eggs were incubating, all except for the 2 kilometer egg.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the two 10 kilometers, they were in super incubators. The new ones, they mm-hmm. was in those super incubators. So the time was cut like almost in half. And then 3 of the 5 kilometer eggs were also in super incubators, and the other ones were in regular incubators.
Right.
So they hatched super quick. So I was able to refresh my whole egg stock and still only got 2 2-kilometer eggs. That's after ridiculous. The whole thing. And remember, I said, now I had one 2-kilometer egg not even incubate, that wasn't even being incubated. So I really only received 1 new 2-kilometer egg.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
That is an issue.
That's a problem.
And they're doing that probably on purpose.
But why would they do that though? Like, I think to slim down your chances. You know, and I see what you're saying. I don't think that they did it on purpose. I think it's just gross incompetence. Like, you know, they just did not pay attention enough to think that, like, okay, maybe we should also increase the quantity of the eggs that have these Pokemon in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they obviously didn't. Like, even today, I hatched the egg today that was a 5 kilometer. I spin a Pokestop and got an egg out. It was another 5 kilometer egg. Like, yeah, like, I mean, aww. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to have another Tyranitar that I didn't get from a raid, you know what I mean? That I just, you know, hatched up, leveled up, or and stuff like that, because my Tyranitar is maxed out. I can't use no more candy on it anyway, so
mm-hmm.
and I got a Pupitar just sitting ready to be evolved,
mm-hmm.
and all I need is candy. So, like, just give me the candy. Like, but I can't get the candy because I don't live in an area where Larvitar are prominent in the wild, so eggs are the only way for me. They're the best way for me to get them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't just increase the quantity of the eggs along with, you know, everything else. But you know, I just, it's like the quantity of 2 kilometer eggs should not be so few and far between mm-hmm. that we should even have to be talking about this. But here we are.
Here we per are. Usual.
Per usual, man. Yeah. Per usual. So that's going to be it for today, guys. Yan and I are super excited about, letting you guys get your hands on some of the new stuff that we got coming out. Today we did a trial run for the video stuff and filming it. So we're going to see how that went. And if we like it, we might start giving you guys video every week.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We shall see.
We gotta see what's going on, you know? We might like it. So, that's gonna be it for today. I didn't do the housekeeping at the beginning, at the top of the show, but I'm extending the execute bounty one more time for another week.
This is gonna be the last extension.
This is gonna be the last one?
I feel like it should be. I'm tired of talking.
All right. Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
This is like, no, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it's difficult.
It was harder than...
Honestly, it's been harder just to come across a damn execute these days. Yeah, true.
And it's like, it was harder than the Weedle one. The Weedle bounty that I gave. Yeah, the Weedle. Yeah, and that was really hard. Like,
yeah.
That one was so hard, they were talking about it on other shows. Like, it was hard. Cool. But this one is way harder, in my opinion. But, you know, so make sure you guys go check us out on our website at Pokemon. It's PokemonGoFM.xyz. You can see links to all of our everything on there. Make sure you guys leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and, leave us reviews. We want to know what you guys think about the show. What can be improved? What do you like about the show? What do you dislike? We want to know those things. Mm-hmm. Leave us 5-star reviews and, you know, give us a little description on what you think about it. And
what would you want to see added to the show?
Right. Would you like for us to start the show with our butt cheeks out? Like, you know, if
I'm for that, honestly.
You know, you're right. I have a very clean bottom. So
do you?
Just let us know what you guys are thinking. And you can find us on Twitter as well at Pokemon Go FM. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I hope you guys having a good day, and get out there and hunt and grind and get that Stardust, because they gave us an extra day for a reason. They really need to give us 17 extra days.
This should just be ongoing.
They just need to extend this all the way up until Halloween.
To be continued.
That's how mad I am about my experience not getting sextupled. That's how mad I am about it. Uh-huh. But yeah, so. Do you have anything else?
No, I do not.
All right. That'll be it for this week, guys. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.